This is this little hole here.
Yeah, that's where the rain went in.
Goes in there.
Yeah, that opens easily.
Open
yeah.
the door.
Yeah, just twist back. But there's nothing inside now, of
there's
course.
A little drum, and you put a chart on it. It was all fixed up. And can you...
And it would rotate once in 24 hours, wouldn't it? Yes,
yes, we had to take it out and wind it up, didn't we?
Oh, we had to wind it up.
Yeah, it's a drum.
I remember the one.
On a clock mechanism.
Yeah.
And a rain chart about that long would wrap round. And a piece of metal that fitted in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it moved round from the clock inside it. But you had to wind it up on a set day, didn't we? One day.
Every day, didn't we? So we wound it every day.
What's your name, John? Yes, probably we did, because it would be awkward to remember it.
But I can't remember how the rain got through from the top.
It's here. It's
here. I know, but I can't remember how it got from there to cause the peg to move up and down.
Can I lift it up and maybe we can see something?
There's nothing there.
What happens underneath?
It's just a case.
Oh, and there's just like this little tube.
It's underneath, yeah.
It's a tube.
Yeah, there's the tube coming down. It's obviously dripping into something. Yes. I can't remember what though.
And alongside it was the rain gauge. This is the rain recorder. But they weren't connected.
Yeah, it was a bottle. Yeah, no, it was separate and that wasn't very tall.
No.
And there was a bottle in there which...
Yeah, it scooped out like this and the rain went through that little hole and the bottle caught it. So you had to take the top off when you did the ops, take the bottle out, and you had a special holder to put it in, measure it, write it down, take it in, observations.